Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 84, Scene 4, The Glorious Position of Nanda and Yashoda. When they heard that Krishna would be present in Kurukshetra because of the solar eclipse, the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Maharaj Nanda, also decided to go there. And therefore, all the members of the Yadu dynasty were attending. King Nanda, accompanied by his cowherder men, loaded all their necessary paraphernalia on bullock carts, and all of the Vrindavan residents came to Kurukshetra to see their beloved sons, Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. When the cowherder men of Vrindavan arrived in Kurukshetra, all the members of the Yadu dynasty became most pleased. As soon as they saw the residents of Vrindavan, they stood up to welcome them. And it appeared that the members of the Yadu dynasty and the residents of Vrindavan had again regained their lives. Both had been very eager to meet, and when they actually came forward and met, they embraced one another to their heart's satisfaction and remained in embrace for a considerable time. As soon as Vasudev saw Nanda Maharaj, he jumped up and ran over to him, embracing him very affectionately. Vasudeva began to narrate his own past history, how he had been imprisoned by King Kamsa, how his 6 babies had been killed, and how, immediately after Krishna's birth, Vasudeva had carried Krishna to the place of Nanda Maharaj, and how Krishna and Balaram had been raised by Nanda Maharaj and his queen Yashoda as their own children. Similarly, Lord Balaram and Krishna also embraced King Nanda and Mother Yashoda, and then offered respects unto their lotus feet by bowing down. Because of their feeling affection for Nanda and Yashoda, both Lord Krishna and Balaram became choked up, and for a few seconds, Krishna and Balaram could not even speak. The most fortunate King Nanda and Mother Yashoda placed their sons on their laps and began to embrace them to their full satisfaction. Because of separation from Krishna and Balaram, both King Nanda and Yashoda had been merged in great distress for a very long time. But now, after meeting them and embracing them, all their sufferings were mitigated. After this, Krishna's mother Devaki and Balaram's mother Rohini both embraced Mother Yashoda. Then they said, "Dear Queen Yashoda Devi, both you and Nanda Maharaj have been great friends to us, and when we remember you, immediately we are overwhelmed by the thought of your friendly activities. We are so indebted to you that even if we were to return your benediction by giving you the opulence of the King of Heaven, it would not be enough to repay you for your friendly behavior. We shall never forget your kindly behavior towards us. For when both Krishna and Balaram were born, before they even saw their real father and mother, they were entrusted to your care, and you raised them as your own children, fostering them just as birds take care of their offspring in the nest. You have very nicely fed, nourished, and loved them, and have also performed many auspicious religious ceremonies for their benefit. Actually, they are not our sons, for they belong to you. Nanda Maharaj and yourself are the real father and mother of Krishna and Balaram. For as long as they were under your care, they had not even a pinch of difficulty. Under your protection, they were completely out of the way of all kinds of fear. This most affectionate care which you have taken for them is completely befitting your elevated position. After all, the most noble personalities do not discriminate between their own sons and the sons of others, and there cannot be any personalities more noble than Nanda Maharaj and yourself, Yashoda Devi. Thus ends chapter 82, scene 4, The Glorious Position of Nanda and Yashoda. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that after the initial embraces and obeisances, Vasudeva led Nanda and Yashoda into his tent as they held the hands of Krishna and Balaram. Following them inside were Rohini, other women and men of Vraja, and a number of attendants. Inside, Nanda and Yashoda took the two boys onto their laps. Despite having heard the glories of the two lords of Dwaraka, and despite seeing these opulences now before their eyes, Nanda and Yashoda looked upon Krishna and Balaram as if they were still their 8-year-old children. At this time, Vasudev invited Nanda outside to meet Ugrasena and the other elder Yadus. Taking this opportunity, Rohini and Devaki talked with Queen Yashoda. Krishna and Balaram had not seen their parents, Vasudev and Devaki, for two reasons. One, because of their exile in Vraja, and two, because they are never actually born and therefore have no parents. Vishwanath Chakravarti also describes what Devaki was thinking before speaking. Alas, because for so long these two sons of mine had you, Yashoda, as their guardian and mother, and because they were immersed in such a vast ocean of ecstatic, loving dealings with you, now that you are once more before them, they are too distracted to even notice me. Also, you are behaving as if insane and blind with love for them, showing millions of times more maternal affection than even I possess. Thus, you simply keep staring at us, your friends, without recognizing us. So let me bring you back to reality on the pretext of some affectionate words. But then, when Devaki failed to get any response from Yashoda, even after addressing her, Rohini spoke, "Oh, my dear Devaki, it is impossible just now to arouse her out of this ecstatic trance. We are crying in the wilderness, and Yashoda's two sons are no less bound up in the ropes of affection for her than she is for them. So let us now go outside and meet with Pritha, Draupadi, and the others." Jai sakal bipod bhakti vinod bole jathon o nam gai. Jai sakal bipod bhakti vinod bole jathon o nam gai. Radha Krishna, bol bol, bolo re shobhai. Radha Krishna, bol bol, bolo re shobhai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thakur Bhakti Vinod says that all dangers go away whenever he chants the holy names of Radha and Krishna. So everybody chant Radha Krishna. Everybody chant Radha Krishna. Everybody chant Radha Krishna.